like to call order this regularly scheduled meeting in the City of Mountain Park City Council for November 27, 2023. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. City clerk, please call roll.
Robin Alcock, present. Mark Murphy, Jim Still,
present.
Carol Silver,
present.
Emily Myers,
present.
No disposition of absences. City clerk, please give the financial report.
Okay, ending bank balances as of October 31st, 2023 are for the general fund $1,340,721.32. Enterprise Fund, $492,860.40. ARPA is $139,073.64. Lake Restoration Fund, $343,099.26. MPBFR is $10,896.93. SPLOST is $48,397.35. T-SPLOST number one is $459,122.70. T-SPLOST number two is $176,915.99 for a total bank balance of $3,011,087.59. Performance for the month of October 2023, revenues for the Enterprise Fund were $27,476.10. Expenses in the Enterprise Fund were $32,036. Net deficit income was $4,524.26. Revenues in the general fund were $81,753.39. Expenses in the general fund were $39,992.75 for a net income of $41,760.64.
All right.
I have a question.
Question.
Yeah. ARPA, are we getting close at all to knowing what the final figures are on the smart water meter?
We don't have the endpoints as of yet.
Still.
Correct.
And then I know you know the deadline for if we don't use all the ARPA money, which we will not.
We have to have it, like, know what projects are by 2024. The end of 2024, and it has to be used by 2026.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. So we have a little more time.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, any more questions? All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the regular council meeting of October 30th, 2023. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of October 30th, 2023.
All right, I have a second by Councilperson Silver. No discussion. All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion to adopt the agenda meeting. The meeting agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the meeting agenda.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Myers. All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. Mayor's report. First of all, I'd like to again thank all the individuals that ran for the open seats in the last election. Congratulations to the individuals that won. You guys will have the opportunity to put your money where your mouth is for the next two or four years. And we look forward to seeing everyone succeed in their endeavors that they ran on. So, had an NFMA meeting, North Fulton Municipal Association meeting. I took the mayor-elect, Bill Kohlbrenner, with me and introduced him to the other mayors. It was an interesting meeting. They did bring up the subject of running our own elections in North Fulton, but there is still quite a while before anything will happen with that, so I don't see anything changing in the near future. So, otherwise, it was a good meeting, and there was a lot of information that we shared. So. That does it for the mayor's report. Any council members have anything that they, yes, yeah. Councilperson Allen.
Just want to tell everybody Santa Run is December 9th. This is the 31st year for this event. The cutoff time to register is December 2nd at midnight. It's awfully close to Thanksgiving this year, but we already have almost 100 people who have registered, obviously not in Mountain Park. We do a lot of neighborhoods outside Mountain Park. We still need inexpensive emergency gifts to be donated. Those are for children whose parents did not sign them up, but come running out to see Santa at the various stops. And it's just always been a tradition that no child goes away without a gift. So we still need a few of those. And I sure could use a few more volunteers to help check people in with their gifts, register December 4th through 8th. And then we still need a few more people to provide some breakfast for the volunteers. Civic Club is providing lunch.
All right, we have questions. First in the back of the room.
Where do we take the little gifts?
The gifts are, there's a bunch of cutoff, it's on the app. If you get, do you use the app? The drop-off times for all gifts are the same times. It's like Monday from 4 to 8 p.m., they go to the fire station. Tuesday, I don't remember all the exact dates, sorry, but next week.
So they just
go next week already. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're going to do that, email me or something, and I'll make sure I meet you, okay? Or come pick them up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Copeland.
My question was for emergency gifts, but I just heard Robin tell us what to do.
All right. Very good. Any other questions, comments?
When in doubt, call me, text me. Email me.
When in doubt, seek Robin out. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Councilperson Lott.
I just want to share that we had a wonderful first Lewis and Joyce Ayers Day of Service on Saturday, November 11th. We had a wonderful turnout despite the fact that it was maybe the coldest and rainiest day we had had yet this season. So packed the porch of the City Hall, actually spilled out onto the green, and Jim, thank you for such a wonderful speech, and it was an opportunity for everyone in attendance to share their memories of the entire Ayers family, and several of their family members were actually present, so it was a beautiful day. After the ceremony, we had a group of people who helped clear out around City Hall. Wanda was out leaf blowing the lake shore and down through the parking lot, and we also spread out to the gazebo and did some work that really needed to get done in that area. So thank you to all the volunteers. And next year, we'll do the same thing. It will be the closest weekend day to November 10th. And hope to see everybody there.
No rain.
Yes.
No rain. It will be warm.
But nice job on putting that together. Thank you for doing that. Excellent job. All right. Any other council members?
I got one.
All right.
Tree City USA app has been submitted, and we crossed the first threshold, and it's being evaluated by the regional director. Fingers and toes are crossed. So I will certainly let everybody know. I'm expecting that to be approved, but I have no idea. And then the other thing is I am meeting with candidate for Fulton County Sheriff Janice Farmer in this building on the 11th of December at 11 a.m. You should and are encouraged to contribute and submit any concerns, issues, questions you might have, just in case she should win. It would be really nice to get in early on board with some of the issues that we've had. I know that I've got a laundry list of things to talk about with her, and if you'd like to come, I think we can do that. And I'm not even sure if we're going to set it up virtually, but it seems that we need to.
What was the time again? 11?
The 11th of December at 11 a.m. here in the community building. I'm not looking at my phone. I am relying on my overfull memory banks. So I'm 99 and 910 sure that's it.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? City Hall.
I'm just going to update everyone. We're still in process of finalizing the contract. We've signed our part in, and they have parts that they have to sign, and then there'll be the bonds and everything. We don't have dates yet for the Russell Road culvert project, but it's moving in the right direction, just so everyone knows. And that's it.
All right. Appearances, we have none. Consent agenda, none. So we will start with the regular agenda. Unfinished business, consideration of adding additional dumpster day at the cost of $485 per dumpster, per month?
Per dumpster.
Per dumpster. Anybody want to take a stab at that? All right.
I make a motion that we add an additional dumpster day at a cost of $485 per dumpster.
All right, second by Councilperson Auerbach. Discussion. Any questions?
Just the reason I'm only adding one is that we had one that was included in our total fees, and so I'd like to have an opportunity to see what other companies are out there before we commit to a second dumpster day for another month. So for now, I think we'll just stick with the one, and then I hope to come with more information in December in terms of what else we have available.
So once a month?
Mm-hmm. 1 month.
One time, 1 month out of 12. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then 485 is for that one time.
One dumpster. Yes.
One dumpster, one time in 12 months, right?
Well, this one, so my motion, that the intent of this motion is to have one dumpster hopefully in the month of December, if at all possible, because we missed dumpster weekend back in October. Is it? Okay. People were hoping to use that dumpster, and so they didn't have it available throughout the weekend. So I wanted to be sure that the people who had items saved up for that particular event, that they would be able to dispose of what they have saved up. And then possibly in the month of January, we could have another option for a dumpster day. It might be through Legacy, or it might be through another dumpster company. If I could find a better deal than $485 for a dumpster.
All right. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
So would this be more like dumpster day used to be, where it will come on Saturday morning, it won't get dropped on Friday afternoon with no one down there to manage it, and then it ends up being the same
this one
challenge that we had this last time?
No, this one will not, because it's through the same company that dropped it off before. But the improvement this time around is it would be set up midweek, so it wouldn't be just left without anyone to attend to it over the weekend. We were going to work with Rock, at Legacy and see if they could set it up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so we have the entire rest of that work week for people to use it, and we can get it picked up.
You know that won't happen. It will fill up in 2 hours, just like it did. So if you're even considering that it'll be there for all week for people to use, the experience has been the dumpster lasts about 2 hours, three if you're lucky,
yeah,
and it's done. So I personally wouldn't be thinking in those terms.
Right.
And so doing it during the week, now people that work, they can't use the dumpster, so there's just a variety of issues that make this entirely different than what people were accustomed to that did use the dumpster on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
It is different, and I will work to see what else is available that would be better and closer to what people are used to. We weren't told any of these little kind of these caveats that have presented themselves since it actually got up and running. But I think the hope is that if we do it earlier in the week, at least if it does, for whatever reason, you know, go over into the next day, it wouldn't just sit there over the weekend and continue to pile up. At least they could come back the next business day and get it. So it's kind of the best we can make of the situation. And in the meantime, I'll be looking at other companies that
might be able to do it on the weekends. And
Might be. Now, what I have been told is that any service that provides pickup and replacement of dumpsters on the weekend would be that would be based on availability of staff and whether they have drivers who wanted to kind of spend their day off collecting extra hours. And so it might be something that we just have to announce on a short notice. We might need to get it approved that we plan to do it, and then in terms of what day we actually implement it, that may have to be very spontaneous.
We got that app to do it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Are there any parameters currently on the type and the size and the volume that is being placed by each individual household?
No, there's always one truckload. It was the understanding before. Mm-hmm.
But if it's a dump truck, that's a pretty good size. I mean, is there anybody that's making sure that it's, that
well, there used to be. You used to have Metal Mike, and he was always down there, and Elgin, I guess,
yeah,
the lawnmower guy, that they would check, and they would
sure
sign
the
list.
No toxics and no paints being thrown in there, and then they'd also clean up the parking lot afterwards, but it was always a mess.
Yeah.
And they would also take all the metal so that it got recycled, and, you know, all those
kinds
of things.
Having
a dumpster with nobody manning it is problematic.
Right. And I remember being down there once. I didn't use it often, but when I did, I went down there once. And that was just a large trailer. It's like a landscaping trailer that seems like it was there. And that was my concern, that anybody that would be doing, you know, commercial type work, whether it's, you know, I just would hate to see that that's what's causing the challenge for the citizens to be able to use the dumpster when it's filling up within 2 hours, you know. All right, well, it sounds like you are working on it.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Yes.
I guess my question that I thought of is where you're thinking, or have we thought about where we're going to put this dumpster?
We talked about putting it here in the parking lot.
Because I have thought about putting it out there in that parking lot, and I think it's not a great idea.
In this parking lot?
Yes.
Well, I think the thought is that it's better concealed than it would be where it's kept now.
But it's used by people who come, they walk their dogs, we've got people who meet here, we've got random people that come. It's going to take up a lot of space. As someone just said, there's going to be a mess in the parking lot, broken, who knows what. It just, I don't want to be the lone objector here, but I object to it being in that parking lot.
Can you think of a better location?
Where it has been kept over there by the picnic pavilion.
What would make that different? I'm just curious.
It's open, it's easier to get to, it's easier to back up and turn around. It's not so much of a pedestrian area.
Yeah. See, there's so much cut-through traffic there that I feel like there would be so many people that drive by and discover it, you know, rather than on foot here. And then, you know, they would be mobile, maybe more likely to grab something and come back and dump it.
Can we hire somebody that, you know, just for whatever amount of time to monitor? Because you're right, people drive by the city, run home, they grab their load. I mean, is Mike still a consideration?
I can certainly reach out to him. Last time we spoke, he wasn't real crazy about doing it.
I'm going to nominate former mayor Jim
Stewart.
I haven't
heard of
him.
Why
would
he spend the night
for a test, yes.
Yeah.
Camping.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Just to, in Carol's comments, I thoroughly agree with what you're saying. And Emily, I think that the idea of, hey, it's kind of off the beaten path is wonderful, but the problem is once you start getting cars stacked in there, I mean, I used to go to every dumpster day, and it's controlled chaos, especially if it's unattended. And here I'm just concerned about cars stacking up and blocking land and possibly
building
a warehouse. Yes, yeah, it's over there, it's great because you can really kind of control the ebb and flow of who's coming and going, and people have plenty of room to spin around and back up, drop off, other people help out. Over there, you can put people on both sides, front and back, left and right. So in my opinion, after seeing this for 2 years, I think that's a much better location.
And
I'm really
concerned about debris ending up in the parking lot. Is there debris?
Whenever the dumpster was left, the last thing Mike did was he blew the parking lot, shoveled everything up.
Yeah,
in the
see,
dumpster.
We won't have him this time.
Yeah, and I'm happy to reach out to him, but I really encourage us to
do it.
We have George.
He's always there.
Well, we have George, right? Can George do this?
On Saturday? I mean, it would be.
Well, I thought we were talking about midweek.
Well, midweek. He could, that'd be part of his responsibilities. Yeah. But not monitoring it. But cleaning up the lot.
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second. Any more discussion? All those in favor, designate by show of hands. And it is, any opposed? 3-4-1 opposed. It does pass. Keep me on the toes. I'm going to throw it at you. Curveball at you. All right, next item on our new business, consideration of variance request for Patricia Mashman for 100 Silver Barrel Court. We had the public hearing at the last work session. Is there a motion? All right, let me just state this for the record. If there is no motion and there is no vote, then the non-compliance situation still exists, and therefore it has to be remedied. If no vote is a non-grant of the variance, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, is there a motion? No motion, no second, no vote. The variance is denied and remedy is required. All right. Next item on the agenda is the utilizing of T-SPLOST 2 funds to cover the remaining cost of the Russell Road pipe rehabilitation project not covered by the funds in T-SPLOST 1.
I make a motion for the consideration of utilizing T-SPLOST 2 funds to cover the remaining cost of the Russell Road.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Murphy. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Auerbach. Questions, comments? All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. Item number 3, utilization of T-SPLOST 2 funds to cover the remaining 5 projects from the 2018 Stormwater Infrastructure Assessment. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to utilize T-SPLOST 2 funds to cover the remaining 5 projects from the 2018 Stormwater Infrastructure Assessment.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Murphy. Saw him first. And any questions, comments, all those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. Basically what this does is it just kind of gives us direction with the money. I mean, I think anybody who's at the work session kind of understands that this just means that we've got a direction now for where we're going to go with this T-SPLOST money. Item number 4, consideration of Fulton County IGA for Animal Control Services.
I make a motion to approve the Fulton County IGA for Animal Control Services.
Motion, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Silver. They were some changes, but they were minor.
Yeah,
didn't really have any impact. Yes.
I just want some clarification. Do you happen to know how much it was for the call with the old agreement?
No, it was, I want to say 300 something.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. This comes out to almost $700 per call when you do the math. We had 8 calls over the last year, and those 8 calls were about $700 each. So I think we should still work on educating residents not to call unless absolutely necessary.
That's my thought exactly. Because the better job we do of educating or utilizing other resources like Next Door Neighbor and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I know for a while there we were getting slammed for cost by animal control. Yes, sir.
This is for 1 year, is that correct?
This is a 5-year.
A 5-year? Okay, yeah. I misunderstood that.
And much like elections, the only few options we have would be to either do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I think you may be referring to the budget price, like the pricing may change every year based on the budget.
Okay.
The agreement.
But the agreement's for 5 years. Sorry, thank you for clarifying. Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. Consideration of the first read of ordinance, adopt local amendment to plumbing code for water efficiency.
That one is mine. I'm going to make sure I read it correctly this time. State of Georgia has recommended new water conservation guidelines, and as a part of Georgia, we are pretty much bound to what they recommend. So my motion is to carry on with the first read for this ordinance to adopt the local amendment to the plumbing code for water efficiency.
All right, I have a motion by Councilperson Silver. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Meyer. And remember, I can't look in two directions at once, so if you say second, then I know who got it there first. All right, thank you. All right, any other discussion? Would you like to talk more about this?
It's
pretty self-explanatory. I know that basically we are bound to adopt local requirements that are more stringent than the Georgia Plumbing Code based on local climatic, geologic, topographic, or other public safety factors. There are exceptions to it, and I don't know if anybody in here has a new valve on the shower like I do, but it's awful. It's not good. It's bad enough we want to go shower in the old bathroom. But it is mandated by the state, and it's all in the name of water efficiency.
I got to tell you, there was a issue with a water restriction shower head at the lake house, and my brother made a comment when we were talking about it. He couldn't get any of the love. He said, "I'm going into the black market with old shower heads."
Yes.
He said, I'm gonna get me on a dark website or something. He's selling old high flow shower heads.
But the concern is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a genuine.
So keep that old one running as long as you can.
Yes. All right, any other questions or comments? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. It is unanimous. First read. All right, consideration of the rodent exclusion services at City Hall building.
This is not going to be as quick. just remember that we can change this motion, and we can amend it, and we can discuss why I'm making this motion during the discussion period. I am making a motion to approve Peach Tree Pest Control for continuing insect control services and wildlife exclusion services, and that we pay the annual fee in full to receive a 5% discount for a total of $3,887.40.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Myers. Discussion.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Jennifer, I have,
go ahead, Carol.
Okay.
I'm just reading that rodents are trapped and humanely disposed of. How, why, what?
I don't want to know what they do with them.
How do you humanely dispose of that?
Okay, so
just let that sink in.
I've talked to four companies. Jennifer's talked to two of those four. She started this. Emily spoke with Bragg. Bill Colbrenner spoke with Wes from Home Free Wildlife Solutions. And after going through everything, it actually comes down to cost or poison versus no poison. Bill's company, the guy is fabulous. He gave the best pictures. He gave the best list of all the exclusion items, but they use poison. If we want to use poison, we can get this done for about $22.75 a year for the first year, and year two, $600. If we don't want to use poison, we're going to pay for it. So that's the choice right now. I was ready to go for the poison option because it is so much cheaper. But then I read a 2023 scientific study about, it's called a silent killer, these poisons. And they are finding when they test mountain lions, bobcats, coyotes, foxes, skunks, deer, squirrels, possums, raccoons, bald eagles, golden eagles, owls, hawks, and vultures, they are showing remnants of this poison when they're tested. And then the more often they're exposed to it, second exposure, third, fourth, whatever, they become, well, they die. So that changed my mind to not do poison.
Yeah.
But if we're not going to use poison, then we need to stop our residents from using poison to kill their rats and mice. So it's kind of a slippery slope that leads into more than just pest control. So this covers, yes sir, you have
no
question. This covers, I didn't realize, Jennifer confirmed today that the monthly pest control that we currently have is $116 a month for City Hall here. Now this is insect, not rats and mice and
bugs.
All those things.
Bugs, basically.
Yeah, bugs. Cockroaches. Yeah. Does that include this building? the firehouse, the bunker.
Yeah, if they have access to the firehouse when they're here, yeah. And the pool typically during season mostly, but they do check it.
So that's not a bad price. I was thinking $116 a month for little itty-bitty city hall was quite a bit of money. But I do question still whether we need it monthly. I don't know. That's something to consider. Yes.
So my biggest pushback is it's the one time from Peachtree is significantly larger than that of Home Free Wildlife. Mm-hmm. But that's not the biggest issue to me is what I think is implied in Peachtree ongoing $1,700 a year continuing cost.
Yep.
When I've had this done before at my rental properties, mm-hmm. they've excluded the rodents, they've terminated the rodents, mm-hmm. and the rodents generally don't come back for a long time, if ever. So I guess I'm questioning what is that ongoing? I mean, because the issue is that if we have to fulfill this contract for 5 years, that's another 4 years.
Well, they come by monthly or every other month to check traps and check just to make sure no more rodent droppings are anywhere.
They inspect what they expect. Yeah.
Right, yeah. They just keep an eye on it. And it is a 5-year contract, so prices do not go up for 5 years. And no, it's a tough decision. They're the only ones that don't use poison. Jim, should I call on people or?
Oh, I will. I'm sorry. Okay. I was looking for the correct information. All right, Linda first, and then Bill.
Did you all ever look into the wet underneath City Hall? I don't mean damp. I mean water sitting under there. Don't you think you need to tend to that? That's a big problem with rats. And back here, the drainage back here is still horrible. I mean,
I would leave that to professionals to determine what the what the scale
well,
of priority is.
Somebody have it looked at. I keep mentioning it, but
yeah.
Have it looked at.
Well, the pictures that Wes with Home Free Wildlife Solutions took, which were great. I didn't see any water under there.
I'll tell you how I know there is. Remember when I was planting the Bill, when I was planting the shrubbery, and I showed you some bits on that. So I planted it over on that back side of the city hall, and I went in, and it was swoosh, and it's just water.
Now we did just get these gutters worked on.
It's on the drain. It's fine. I mean, we have water issues everywhere. And
yeah.
I don't think that
we could come across all
of those.
Well, and I think the gutters being replaced is going to help with some of that. So, Bill, you had a question?
Yes. What was Wes's monthly fee? Was it $100 a month?
$100 every other month.
Okay.
$50 a month.
So that comes out to
That's for insect.
No,
that's $600 a year.
That's for rodents. I don't think that.
No, that's insect control.
Okay.
Well, Did
anyone ask Wes about a non-poison alternative just to compare apples to apples?
I did not because he didn't mention that he did anything but poison.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just for what it's worth, because there's a huge gap in the disc and the payment.
Well, here, the difference is Peachtree is a huge, huge company. Oh, and by the way, I called Hole in One, who is my pest control company that I've used for over a decade.
Right.
They've done the exclusion at a couple of my properties, and they're the only ones where the animals didn't come back.
No.
The other companies I've used, they come right back in a short period of time. So they met me out here, and when I mentioned Peachtree, they said, oh, oops, they just acquired us, so we can't.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was worth a phone call because it's a lot of money to just pay Wes. Can you do something that's non poisonous?
Worth asking.
Because his inclusion rate is considerably less than his monthly.
Text him.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get that information before this meeting, this call for the
I was just saying, Brad only does, they only do poison, they kill.
They quoted us for live capture. They came out because they're one of the few places that will actually do live capture and release. And
on Sunday morning, in a lake.
Yeah, right. So they, I wanted to see kind of what that would be price-wise, and it's much, much, much more. So we've kind of eliminated them just based on price.
Something I just realized as well is Wes probably only quoted City Hall for insect control.
I wasn't aware he did insect, I just...
Yeah, he does. And the initial rodent setup fee for only $175, that's the bait boxes and the traps and all that and the poison. If you keep up the, if you have another ongoing service with them, they waive that annual fee at $175. So the he's a home-owned business, so he doesn't have the overhead.
He works at my coffee shop in Ball Ground.
Right. Yeah.
That's enough said there.
Yeah, it's like a guy had coffee from there, what?
I wonder where they release them.
I can't imagine.
In their next client's house.
That's the cost, the total cost.
All right.
Wait, Mark's asking me about this $16.92. You don't pay the exclusion fee again in years 2 through 5.
Right.
So that is the ongoing smart monitoring.
Cost per year,
insect control for all of our buildings, and removing any wildlife that is caught in traps, okay?
So it does include the monthly?
Yes, monthly, yes. So we only pay that one time, right there.
I was just trying to figure out, because this, if this was an annual, then it's a $1,700 annual fee.
Right.
That was just for rodents, I thought, well, that's
so. Yeah, that's rodents and insect control. And smart monitoring, which is kind of a neat thing.
So my only concern is the Peachtree bid is $10,315 5-year cost, whereas the Home Free bid is $4,600 5-year cost. I would recommend we take another month and kind
to
of
think about it.
Well, no, I mean, see if he. I mean, because
I
don't care about poison versus non-poison, but if Home Free has poisonless, at least we compare apples to apples. I personally don't think it's worth $5,000 to buy non-poison. But
all right, I think we currently have the situation under control at City Hall, if I'm not mistaken.
Do we?
We had it removed. It doesn't mean it won't come back.
No, we haven't had anything removed other than the bowl that we found. Other than that, I don't know if there's other stuff in there.
Right. So we
don't. You don't want to see the.
I don't want to see it.
There's the bat. You saw the picture about the bats.
The bats are our friends.
Yeah, we don't want to. So what was your question?
What was the second amount that Mark quoted for the year? I got the $10,315.
Home Free is $4,675.
$4,675.
For the year. No, for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. That's a vast difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just am still stuck on that rehome.
As you said before, it's the difference between poison and non-poison.
Not in my home.
All right.
Cost of poison versus non-poison.
The question was, do you want to table this for another month? Or do you want to go ahead and call for a vote?
I think that we better table it for 1 month. Because there were a couple of companies that I called that did not call me back. As long as City Hall employees are comfortable with these triggers running around in there, but they've been there forever.
I haven't seen or heard them in a couple
just except
minutes,
for the one little feet was sticking through the vent and then the hall.
Jennifer already named it.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So this is tabled.
Okay. Motion to table this for 1 month. For next month.
She needs to withdraw.
Okay. I'm going to withdraw my original motion, and I'm going to table this to be discussed at the December work session.
All right. Councilperson Myers.
I second that.
All right. Then it is withdrawn, motion withdrawn, and the subject is tabled for 1 month to the next work session. All right. I think it's going to be good that we do a little more due diligence.
I agree.
I really do think.
This was a little more complicated than I was expecting.
All right. All right. Your ubiquitous leak repairs. Next item is Artie Dito invoice of leak repair at 115 Lake Shore.
Sure.
It was a small repair there with the coupling on a, near the meter box area, and it's $350 total for that one.
All right, motion.
I make a motion to approve the Ardito invoice for leak repair at 115 East Lake.
All right, second by Councilperson Murphy. Any discussion? All those in favor? And it is unanimous, thank you.
How much are the invoices?
Look, this was.
$350.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah.
They're like for Ardito invoices.
Yeah, we need to include the amount.
Yeah, I got it.
The first one, $350.
I usually do, that's.
Yeah, it's okay. It's been a.
It's been a month. Yeah, it's.
Next, consideration of invoice for landscape repairs leak at 141 Cedar Street. Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the Ardito invoice for landscaping repairs for leak at 141 Cedar Street for $1,105.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Meyer. Marsh? Yeah, this one was where they had the big blowout and they had to go back and I think re-landscape and fix the yard.
It's 30 foot far sometimes. So technically it's 142 Cedar Street. Is where the work was done, which is my house. They did, I don't know what they did, anything across the street at Drew's house or not, but.
Okay. Do we know that was 142? All right, all those in favor, designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Chuck gets his money. And there not being any more business before the city of Mountain Park, chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.